going back, the Gemara brings down the machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the gavi eno meskadin. That's not only a machlokas the gavi Shabbos. We saw already the case of Kilayim also, that Rabbi Shimon holds that kavana is an integral part of the aveira. And if you're missing the kavana, then there is no aveira. And the Rabbi Yehuda holds the Aveira is the Maisa Aveira. The Kavana is not an integral part of the Aveira. Therefore, even an Aveira without Kavana is also a Maisa Aveira. It's also considered Aveira. They say, I don't remember where I saw it, but somebody says that Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And just like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds, he was the Mechaber of the Zohar. So when it comes to mitzvahs, Kavana is an Iker in a mitzvah. So too, he holds when Aveira is, Kavana is the Iker in Aveira. So he's the Shitaso. He always goes after the Pnimius, the Kavana, that creates the mitzvah, or that creates the Aveira. And Mela, what's it called, on both sides, he holds like that. The Gemara said that Reb Shimon is molded with Psikresha. Psikresha is the classical example of something that you can't say you weren't Mechavim. Right, the psikresha means psikresha velo yomus is where you want to cut the head off of a chicken, but you don't want it to die. Right, you want to use the head as a badminton, whatever it's called, right, shuttle. So, but you're not interested in killing the chicken. You just want its head. So you can't say that what's it called? I want the head. I want to kill the chicken. It's a psikresha, right? You cut off the head, the chicken's going to die. So that's the classical case of psikresha. So there's a shaila how that works, and there's a lot of nafkaminas, how psikresha works. Psikresha can be that since you know for sure that the second thing's going to happen, so it's as if you had kavana, right? So we say for sure you had kavana. You had kavana for the second thing. In other words, you know for sure that if you cut the chicken's head off, it's going to die, so you had kavana for it to die, not just kavana to cut off the head. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is, no, I didn't have kavana that it should die. But the maisa of cutting off the head and killing the chicken are one and the same. So if I had kavana to cut off the head, that's like I had kavana for it to die. Because cutting off the head and killing it are the same, are one and maisa in the same. You can't separate between the maisas. And therefore, I sure had kavana to cut off the head. And cutting off the head is the same thing as killing it, so it's as if I had kavana to kill it. Those are the two ways of learning psikresha. There's also another shaila psikresha, how psikresha works. Psikresha means that it's impossible for the thing to happen, for X to happen without Y in the way that you're doing it now. Okay, that's one way of learning psikresha. But if it's possible to do it a different way, that doesn't make a difference. Right? Lamaisa, the way I'm doing it right now, right, it has to happen. That's called a psikresha. There's a possibility, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, another place, we're not going to go into it now in detail, just you should know it exists, that if I could do it a different way, in other words, right now I'm doing it in a way that it has to happen, but I could have done it a different way, then that's not psikresha. Psikresha means that there's no way of doing this thing, right, without the other thing happening. Now, it would make sense to say that if the idea is that these two maisim are one maisa, you can't separate them. So having kavana for X is just as if you had kavana for Y. That's only if X and Y always go together. But if it's possible for X and Y not to go together, then it's not a psikresha. But if the idea is that because I know it's going to happen, then I had kavana for the second thing, then here, the way I'm doing it, I know it's going to happen. So it's kavana. So if the idea is a two maisim or one, then it could depend on the theory of being able to do it a different way. If the idea is that because I know it's going to happen, then we say I had kavana, then it only makes a difference what I'm doing right now, what I could have done it differently a different time, or whatever. Okay. Saw already by Kilayim, also, that the same shaila, whether Kilayim is only us or if you have kavana, or even without kavana, and the Gemara brings on the case of Mochrei Ksus, right? So Tosu says, that's a psikresha. If you're wearing clothing of Kilayim, you're going to get Hana, right? Why is it totally in Eno Meskavin? So Tosu says, because you're wearing other clothing. And therefore, it's possible you won't have hanah from the clothing you're wearing. You have to say that's pshat and tosis, because the Ramban says if you're wearing other clothing, you get absolutely no hanah out of the kilayim. There's no isur b'chla. But that's what tosis meant. Tosis didn't mean you're wearing other clothing, you get absolutely no hanah. It means that you could get hanah, but it's not necessarily that you'll get hanah. So it's not a psikresha. But it could be that you'll be nehenah from the extra clothing you're wearing of the kilayim. The Ramban says, a yisod, that by Yisurei Hanoa, where it's not a question of doing a maisa, but you're doing something, you're wearing clothing, that's Asur Bahanoa, meaning that Kilayim is also like an Isur Hanoa. You're not allowed to be the Hanoa's Levisha from wearing Kilayim. There's no such thing as psikresha. There, it totally depends on Kavona. It's not an idea, there's also no concept of psikresha. And here also, Lechor, it depends on that Shaila. If the idea is that this maisa is the same as the other maisa, then it has to be something with a maisa. We don't say it's as if you're mechadim. It's just that the two maisim become one. So you can't say the maisa, the isra of kilayim, is not necessarily the maisa of wearing. It's the hanoah of wearing. Therefore, if you don't have kavanah for the hanoah, it's not, it's eino mechadim. You can't say a psikresha that the wearing and the hanoah always go together. It's not true. So that's the Ramban shita, the Beisuri hanoah. You don't say psikresha. It's totally, completely in the kavanah. And the Rabbeinu Daniel Habavli says a different, another chiddush. He says wherever it's muchach from the maisa itself that you're not mechaven for the iser, then even a psikresha is mutter. There also, in other words, over here where you're putting it on, right? So called mokrei ksus, you're putting it on as a dugma, right? You're like becoming a mannequin, right? It's clear that you're not doing it to enjoy the clothing. So the maisa itself is muchach, that you're not doing it for the sake of the iser, then even if it's a psikresha. Here again, the same idea. Right? If the idea is that I had kavana, I had kavana. But if the idea is that the two maisim are the same, then if a maisa is clear that it's not the same as the other thing, then it's there's no iser. Okay, they ask a question, stira, in Rambams, and in Halacha also. Right? We have two different cases of what's it called, of kilayim. One, the Rambam Paskins is Osir, and one holds his mutter. Our case of mokrei ksus, people selling clothing and putting it on as a dugma, but that's mutter, because ain't a muskaven. I'm a chavin for the hanoa of the levisha, it's mutter. Yet the Gemara says that you're not allowed to put on clothing to what's it called, to avoid taxes. Right? Knows what they were wearing, they didn't tax. What you brought in your suitcase, you have to pay taxes on. So people would put on the clothing to avoid the taxes. So the Gemara says you can't put on kilayim clothing to avoid the taxes, even though the chor you're not mechaven for hanoah of the levisha. So the Rambam passes both of them. You're not allowed to wear clothing to what's it called to avoid the taxes because it's aser, and he holds mochrei ksus. You're allowed to put on the clothing to try it on, right? If your kavanah is not to have hanoah, what's the difference? So basically, what the Kesef Mishnah says, and other is, there's a difference between halah and levisha, right? Where you're only putting the clothing on you peripherally. That's where they had a mokrei ksus. They carried the clothing. They could have carried it on a stick. They carried it on their back. You only have to drape it over you. Draping over you, there the hanah is an ikar in the iser, and if there's no hanah, there's no iser, and therefore it's not a psikresha, and therefore it's mutter. But by what's it called? By levisha, where they had to wear it mamish. They couldn't just drape it over them by the taxes. They had to mamish wear it to get through the meches. So there, by wearing, the hanoah is not an ikur in the iser. There, the wearing itself is the iser. And therefore, even if you're not miskaven, it's a psikresha, it's awesome. Okay. In greira, in pulling things across the ground, so we had that by dvarim ptanim, the machlokus, whether the machlokus was by small things, right? But by big things, where Rashi learns that it's difficult to pick up, there everybody holds okay, right? Or the machlokus is dafka by big things, but by small things everybody holds us. Two different days. That's how Rashi learns, okay? And the nafkamina is it's efshir v'lo ko mechavin, that was the thing. In other words, if it's possible to do a different way, even though if you're not mechavin, it could be Rav Shimon holds not mutter, and the Gemara that more in the end says doesn't make a difference, whether you could do it a different way, you couldn't do it a different way, as long as it's not a psikresha, Rav Shimon holds that it's mutter, and that was the machlokas. The Chachmei Provincia learned just the opposite. They hold that, what's it called, that by Gedolim, by big things, it was a psikration. Gedolim was the problem was that when it's a heavy thing, it has to make a dish. Okay? And still there's a machlokas whether it's mutter or not, because it's psikration de lo nichale, which is another idea which we're not going to go into now. Right? Psikration could be only usur where you want it. But if you don't want it, right, it's not something you want, then you can't say you had kavana, because I don't want that thing, so I don't, the davka don't want it, so it's not automatic kavana. Okay, that we'll leave just now as a mentioning, and we're not going to go into it now. Others hold the Yireim, the Riva, that the machlokas over here in the Gemara, whether gedolim, ktanim, that the things that were gedolim either were psikresha or karav lipsikresha, and the machlokas was, is karav lipsikresha asur of Shimon. Well, it's not a mamash psikresha, but it's close to becoming a psikresha. Maybe there of Shimon also it's asur, or psikresha durabanan. Here it's only nisa durabanan, because it's kalachar yad. You're making a ditch, but in an unusual way. So it's only nisa durabanan. It's psikresha in a durabanan. Is that asur according to Shimon or not? The Rambam paskins that it's mutter in every way, whether it's gedolim, ketanim, as long as it's not a psikresha. And the Yireim takapaskins, both of them are aser. Ketanim, because there's another way to do it, pick it up. And Rav Shimon only holds its mutter when you can't do it any other way. And gedolim is because of psikresha. So both gedolim and ketanim, the Yireim holds are aser, not because Dover Shein Muskavin is aser, but because both of them have reasons why it should be aser. Okay. Let's go on. We're going to have these sugyas of Eina Muskavin many, many times throughout the Shabbos, and each time we'll add a little bit more, but at least now you have the basic ideas of what's involved in Eina Muskavin. By Mishnah. Hamachabes haner, mipnei shu misyorim, mipnei nochrin, mipnei listim, mipnei ruach ro, mipnei acholashi, yishon potter. Right, if a person puts out a candle because he's afraid of goyim, or he's afraid of listim, and Rashi will explain each case, or he's afraid of a ruach ro, or he puts it out for a ruach ro, right? Or in order that a person who's sick should be able to sleep, he's potter. Kechos al aner, kechos al Hashem, and kechos al apsila. If he had rachmanis on the ner, right? Something was going wrong and the ner was getting ruined because of the flame. Or the shemen, he was using up too much oil. Right, and he wanted to save the oil, or the wick was burning out. He wanted to save the wick. He didn't need it burning anymore, so he put it out. Chayev. Then he's chayev for mechada. Rabbi Yossi poter v'kulon chutz min apsila mipnei shul sepechem. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're poter on all of them except for the psila, because there you're making charcoal. Okay, the Gemara will explain all of this. What's going on here? See the Rashi first. What does it mean you're afraid of goyim? Right? What's the goy right, going to harm you if you have a candle lit? So the Parsiim used to have a holiday. They didn't allow fire except in their Bote Avodah Zarah. And if they caught you lighting a fire, they could execute you. So it was pikuach nefesh. You want to put out the candle because if they see that there's people there, they'll come in and rob you or kill you or whatever. So you want to put out the candle so nobody will know. Right? The Nazis are coming, and if they see the light, they'll come in. If there's no light, they won't know you're hiding there. A person has some kind of morish, or he has depression, he's depressed. And if he's in the dark, he feels better, and if there's light, he may go out of his mind and commit suicide. So it's also pikuach nefesh. Potter, uvigmara mefarish lekula. The Gemara will explain it all, and therefore Rashi said, I'm not going to waste my time telling you what the Gemara is going to tell you, and I'm not going to do the same thing. We'll wait till the Gemara and explain the Mishnah. He sees that the fire is destroying the lamp, so he wants to put out the flame so the lamp won't get destroyed. Haner, ner is the lamp, the kreuz, not the flame. Chayev, ubigmar mefarish, Gemara explain why. Pater bekula mefarish bigmar. Shuol sepechab, bekibui zeh, behave, just a heora, when they had this in Ksubis, and the Gemara we're learning in the other shir I give. Right. Rashi sometimes says Uvigmar Mefarish. And sometimes he says, right, Mefarish Bigmar, right? One next to the other. Chayev Uvigmar Mefarish La. And then it says, Pater Bekula Mefarish Bigmar. Right? By the change. Right? So I wanted to say, I don't know how it fits in over here, you can figure it out for yourself, that whenever it says, Uvigmara Mefarish La, it means that you could understand it simply, but the Gemara is going to give you another understanding or whatever that may not be the simple meaning of the Mishnah. Wherever it says, Ubigmara Mefarish, it means there's no way of understanding what's going on without some Perush, but you have to wait, the Gemara will give you the Perush. Right? In other words, where there is a Perush that you could figure out, but the Gemara is going to add to it, then Rashi says, Mefarish Bigmara. Right, but where it's impossible to understand what's going on without what the Gemara is going to tell you, then Rashi says Bigmara Mefarish. Okay, in Ksubas it fits very nicely. Here you have to look and see if it fits or not. Okay, Gemara. Midiktani Seifa Chayiv. Since the Seifa said that if you do these things you're Chayiv, Shema Minor Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Here's another machlokus of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, which Pashtus does not have a connection one to the other, even though there are Rishonim who seem to say there is a connection between them. That is the machlokus of Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, is Chayiv or not Chayiv. Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, there are two ways of understanding what exactly it is, more than two ways. But Rashi's way seems to be that any Melacha, that you don't really want this Melacha. You'll be happy if you didn't have to do this Melacha at all. Okay, you're only doing it because of a negative thing. For instance, the classical case of Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, two classical cases, Motzias HaMeis, right? You want to take a mace out of your house to bury. You don't need the mace. Carrying, right, is for the sake of the thing. I want to carry something to get it somewhere else. Here, I don't want to get the mace somewhere else. I just want to get them out of the house, right? So I would be happy if this mace wasn't there altogether. But now that he's there, I got to get him out of the house. So that is a negative kind of malacha. I don't need the positive result of the malacha. I just need to take away something negative. I would have been happy if the mace disappeared, right? Right. On the other hand, if I'm carrying food to some place, I wouldn't be happy if the food disappeared. And then if they carry it, I want to carry it. I want to get it to the other place. But over here, I don't want to get the mace to somewhere else. I just want to get him out of my house. So I'd be happy if he just disappeared. So I don't need the carrying for anything positive, just to take away something negative. Same thing, chofer bor, I'm digging a hole, and I don't need the hole. Right? The idea of digging the hole is making a hole. That's the malacha. But I don't need the hole. I just need the earth. So I'm digging it for the sake of the earth, not for the sake of the hole. I'd be happy if there wasn't any hole. I don't need a hole. I just need earth. If I could dig earth and there wouldn't be a hole, I'd be also happy. Right? So the hole is not my intention. I don't need that positive thing of the whole. What I need is the earth. So that's called Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's how Rashi learns. That I don't want, I don't need the result of the Melacha. I need something else, and the Melacha is only a side product. Okay, why that's not called Eino Miskaven and a Psik Reisha, that's not for now. That, when we get to other sugyas, we'll discuss. That's a big question. Why that's not called L'chora Eino Miskaven. What's the same thing as Eino Miskaven? I'm pulling a thing across the thing. I don't want the ditch. I just want to pull this thing. That's called Psik Reisha and Amchayim. And here, if Shimon holds, this is Melacha Shein, I'm digging a hole. Mamish. And I don't want the hole. I want the earth. There I'm parked up. Right? L'chora, why is that any better than pulling the thing across the ground? Okay, that's a question, and then think about it. Well, not an answer now. Because not no get here. Then there's another way, Tosus way of learning. When we get to Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dala, whatever it is, what's it called? Tosus is a different shot in Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. He says that if the Melacha has to be done for the Tachlis it was done in the Mishkan. In other words, digging holes they did in the Mishkan as making supports, what's it called? As binyan, as building, right? As making holes. They didn't dig in the Mishkan for the sake of the earth. So if you're doing this malacha for a different purpose and they did it in the Mishkan, that's malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. You have to do the malacha for the tzorech, for the tachlis that was done in the Mishkan. It's not only the maisa ha-malacha, which is significant, the tachlis of the malacha. We learn from the Mishkan, I'm doing the malacha for the same purpose they did it in the Mishkan, or something very similar. But if it's totally dissimilar to the purpose they did it in the Mishkan, like digging holes for the sake of the earth, where they dug holes for the sake of the hole, then it's not chayiv because it's not doma to the Mishkan. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The only thing that's significant is the maisa hamalach has to be similar to the Mishkan, not the tachlis of the malach. Okay, that's the machlokus of Shimon Yehuda, where the malacha shein tzricha leguf is chayiv, or malacha shein tzricha leguf is potter. So the fact that it's said over here, it's malacha shein tzricha leguf. All kibui, right? I don't really want to put out the flame. I just don't want to have the flame. Right? If the thing went out by itself, if the candle disappeared, I wouldn't have to put it out. Right? I don't need the malacha of kibui. I just don't want the flame around. Right? So the only way I can do that now is because to put it out. But if it would disappear, I'd be happy too. I don't need to have that mice of putting out the flame. I just don't want the flame to be around. The way I have to do it is from putting it out. That's called Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. There is no kibui. What would be Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? Where I want to make charcoal. So in order to make charcoal, you have to light something and put it out. That's how you make charcoal. Right? What? Yeah. They kibui in the Mishkan was to make charcoal. To make coals. They burnt wood. They put it out before it totally went. Then they had coals to use or whatever. That was what in the Mishkan. So either according to Tosus, that was the Malach in the Mishkan. But they put out fires for a positive purpose of creating something. So if I put it out to make charcoal, that's the with the wick. With the wick, I'm putting it out because it makes pecha. It makes it now, but so still burnable by putting it out. That's not called Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. But all the other things, putting it out because of side reasons, there's no intrinsic reason why I want to put this flame out. I just don't want to have the flame. That's Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa.
According to Rashi,
Midiktani Seifa, Kechos Alaner, Chayiv Chatos, Im Shogag B'Shabbos, Sheshocha Shushabbos, Osover Shekibui Mutter B'Shabbos, from the fact that the end of the mission says you're Chayiv, meaning Chayiv Chatos, if you did this B'Shogate, you forgot it was Shabbos, and you put out the wick, okay, or you thought that putting out wicks was mutar on Shabbos, so you're chayiv achatas, shmami no Rabbi Yehudahi. The Omer malacha shein tzricha legufa chayiv olecha, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even malacha shein tzricha legufa, you're chayiv. Therefore, if you did a malacha shein tzricha legufa b'shogeg on Shabbos, you're chayiv achatas. The kibui zeh ein tzorich legufo. This kibui is not for its own sake, ela l'tzorich dover acher shelo tidle kapasila, o shelo yifka haner. Right? It's not that I want to put out the candle. I just don't want the lamp to be damaged. Right? And therefore, if the candle is still burning, the lamp is going to get damaged. That's what was happening. Or the oil would be used up. I just want to save the oil. I don't want intrinsically this maisa of kibui. I just want the results of the kibui. But the maisa itself, I could do without. Right? If I could somehow save the oil, if this would continue burning the nace and the oil wouldn't be used up, I wouldn't have to put it out. The ein lecha kibui hatzorich legufo ela kibui shel pechamin. There's the only kind of kibui that's ever tzorich legufo is where I'm putting it out to make coals. Kisha osin also the kibui shel hibu psila shakui binasa lahachis boer maher, or putting out a wick because it makes it better to burn the next time. That's how you make wicks. You singe them to make them burn better. So there, it's not that I would be very happy if there never was a flame that I wouldn't have put out. No, I want the flame and I want to put it out because that's how you make a wick. I want the flame and I want to put it out because that's how you make charcoal. But any other tzorech, I would be just as happy if there was no flame to begin with. That's called Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa. The Kivin, one second. The Kivin Rabbi Yehuda he, Reisha the Potter, Mishum Chole, Hu Adin L'Sharp, Turei de Masnisen, What's it called? And since it's Rabbi Yehuda, right, that's why in the Reisha it's only Potter. I mean it's Osir, but it's Potter, right? But it's Osir with the Rabbana. Okay? Where is it like this? Midiktani Sefer Chayiv Shmami Nor Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha B'maya Sikna. So how's the Reisha talking? Right? You put out the candle for a chola that he should be able to sleep. Lechor it's also Malach Hashem Tzidu. Why is it not Chayiv? Why is it Potter? If it's a chola sheyesh bo sakon, it should say mutter. You're allowed to do it, not potter. That if you did it, you're not chayiv achatas. You're allowed to do it. Pikuach nefesh. V'ibe chola sheim bo sakona chayiv chatas mi boyale. And if it's a chola sheim bo sakon, if it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, then you're chayiv, because it's a melacha shein tzirka legufa, and you're chayiv on that, and there's no heter or pikuach nefesh, so you're chayiv. Well, why is it potter? Mara says, la'olam b'chola sheyesh bo sakana. And one second, just that it's clear that according to Reb Shimon, that melacha shein tzirka legufa is potter, it's only potter, it's not mutter. Even Reb Shimon holds that midrabban, and it's also to do a melacha shein tzirka legufa. It's not like einu miskaven that it's mutter. It's melacha shein tzirka legufa is potter. Or chayiv, that's the machlokas, but nobody holds mutter. Okay? So Mara says that, what's it called? So, who is this Mishnah go like? If it goes like Reb Shimon, the Sefer doesn't make any sense. Because all these cases is chayiv, according to Reb Shimon, you'd be potter. Right? It's aser to do, but you wouldn't be chayiv achatas, because Melacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa is potter. Elamai has to be Reb Yehuda. The Melacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa is chayiv. If that's the case, then what's the Reisha talking about? When you put out a candle for a chola, it's Melacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa, you should be chayiv. Elamai, it's talking where it's pikuach nefesh, then it's mutter, it's not potter. So, where it says, la'olam b'chol sheyesh bo sakana. The Reish is talking about a chol sheyesh bo sakana. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. Right? It's mutter. Why say potter? Uvedinu the listening mutter. Really, it should have said mutter. Va'aydi, the boy, the listening seifa chayiv, tana nami reisha potter. Since the seifa said chayiv, so the opposite of chayiv is potter, so in the Reish it said potter, but it really means potter or mutter, not potter va'aser. Normally potter means aser. Here, to make it parallel to the Sefer where it said chayiv, the opposite is, here it's potter, meaning mutter, but not like normal. V'hadatani ravoshia, im b'shvil hacholash yishe, yishi yisha, lo yichada, v'im kava potter aval aser, ha'hi b'cholash ein bo sakon of Reb Shimon hi. And the way Rav Oshia in the Brisa said this, different than the Mishnah. He said, if it's because of a chola they should sleep, you shouldn't put it out. But if you did put it out, you're potter. That goes according to Rav Shimon, right? It's Melacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. Mamele, you can't be chayiv on it, right? You're potter. But if it's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, then it's mutter. So Rav Oshia in the Tosefta learned this Mishnah differently. He learned the Mishnah according to Rav Shimon. And therefore he said, if it's for a chola to go to sleep, if it's pikuach nefesh, it's mutter. And if not, it's still potter, because melacha shein tzirich l'gufa is potter and not chay. Rashi. E, the isbu sakonis nefashos, umishum pikuach nefesh shori lehu listening mutter l'chatchila. If you're putting out the candle so the chola should sleep, and the chola is in danger of his life, then it should be mutter to do. Chayiv mi boyle. And if what's it called, it's not a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and you're putting it out, then you should be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's melacha shein tzirich l'gufa, you're chayiv. However, Rabbi Yehuda he, the lo potter le mishum deyna tzirich l'gufa. V'ha de tana Rabbi Oshia behedya, aval osir, right, Rabbi Oshia and the Tosefta said differently, he said openly that it's osir. Rabbi Shimon he, the potter le mishum deyna tzirich l'gufa. Even if it's, what's it called, not a chol sheyesh bo sakana, still you're potter because melacha shein tzirich l'gufa. Okay, let's go on. Shol she'ela zu le'ela mirub tanchum de minnoi. This shayla was asked, le'ela means in front of. Okay, Rashi explains, le'ela means in front of, but in front of with a distance. That's called le'ela, above. Above means in front of, but a little bit of a distance, because they kept their distance when they asked shaylas. Okay, they had a certain amount of respect. Right, of not standing over the person they're asking the shayla and sticking their face in his face. They stood with respect at a distance. So the shayla was asked in front of Rav Tamchin, the Minoy, Mahu lechabos potzina denura miknei b'isha b'shabbos. Are you allowed to put out a candle for a chole, a b'isha is a chole, on Shabbos? Pashtis, pikuach nefesh. Right, where it's pikuach nefesh. In other words, it's pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. Pasach v'omar. So he started with a long agadata. He started with a drasha, okay? An Shlomo, an Chachmoscha, he started with this whole agadata, which we're going to, the whole next omelet, right, is going to be agadata, until he got to the answer. So the Vilna Gaon says, why over here all of a sudden, Rashi says that was their minig. Whenever they had shilas, first they would say a drasha, then they get to the shilas. That was the, we find in Sifri HaGaonim also, similar to that. Right, first they have a whole agadata inyan, but the Gra says it was a reason why Davka over here he did that. He saw that they didn't know that pikuach nefesh was docha Shabbos. The halacha is when it comes to pikuach nefesh, you don't come to ask shaylas, because by the time he has the shaylas, the guy will be dead. You have to know the halacha and do it on your own. So he saw that there was a shaila already. They knew what pikuach nefesh. He wanted even the amaratzim, everybody, to know this halacha, that they shouldn't have any doubts and they shouldn't have to come to ask shailas. If there's a situation, they should do it immediately. They should know the halacha. So he wanted to get their attention, that even the Ami Ha'aretz should listen to what's going on before he passed them the shaila. So he got their attention by saying a lot of agadata, right? Then they listened. And then, in the end, he told them the halacha, and everybody was listening, so if it ever came up, they wouldn't have to ask the shaila again, they would know what to do on their own. Because in Pikuach Nefesh, you'd only ask shailas. Okay. So he opened with this following agadata, which is going to be till the end of the Amid, as far as we get. Va'omar an Shlomo, you Shlomo HaMelech, an Chachmasa, where's your wisdom? An Such L'Sanuscha. So sometimes Such L'Sanus is the Targum of Chachma, right? So where is your wisdom? Different kinds of wisdom, right? Others say Such L'Nusra means Sichlus. Where's your foolishness? Not meaning that he was foolish, but it says that Shlomo HaMelech was Choker, all wisdom and all foolishness. In order to really know all the wisdom, you have to know what's foolish to discount it, right? You have to see the good, the bad, in order to know what the good is, right? You have you can discern the light from the darkness. If you know what's foolish and you discount that, right, then you know what's wisdom. But if you're not sure what's wisdom, what's foolishness, then you're not sure about the wisdom either. So Shlomo HaMelech was choker, all wisdom and all foolishness. And he knew clearly what was foolish and what was wise. So therefore, where's your wisdom? Where's your foolishness? Right? Where, in other words, you know the negative and the positive, but what kind of wisdom do you have? Lo dayach shedvorecha sosim divrei David avicha. It's not enough that what you say contradicts what your father said. Elo shedvorecha sosim zed zeh. What you say contradicts itself. Right? In Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech said things that were self-contradictory and contradicted what his father David said. Where's your big chachma, Shlomo HaMelech? Right? You're a person who contradicts himself, and you contradict what your father said. Avicha amar lo ha-meisim yahaleluka. Right? Your father said lo ha-meisim yahaleluka and tehillim. V'at omras v'shaveyach ani ha-meisim k'far mesu. And you say that you praise the dead more than the living. The dead are better off than the living. Your father said that the mason can't be Mahal Hashem, and you make the mason better than the Chai. The Chazart of the Amart, and then you yourself contradict yourself. And you say, Ki lekelev chai, who told me Minahari Hames. A live dog is better than a dead lion. Right? So you think that the living are better than the dead. When before you said, Vishabeach Anias Hamesim, you praise the dead over the living. And your father said the dead b'chlal, what's it called, can't be Mahal Hashem, so how in the world can you praise the dead altogether? So b'chlal, you're an enigma, Shlomo HaMelech. Right? You contradict yourself, you contradict your father. What's going on? Rashi. Shol she'ilta, shalu she'ila. They have a she'ila. Le'elam riptan, chum lefanav, in front of him. V'chein loshen ha'shas. That's how shas speaks. Le'elam means in front of. The ha'nikra, and we find in the pasuk also similar. Srothim omdim mima'alo. Right? They stand above him. Not above him, in front of him. Right? In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al shem shi'ireyim liskari lefanav omdim mirachok. But le'elam means, above him means far away from him. Not very close. So the srothim kept their distance. That's called le'elam. Diminot Noi, that's the name of a place. That's where he was from. V'isha chole, targum shal roa bishta. The targum of bad is bish, and therefore a chole is in a bad matzah, so he's called a chole. It seems a little bit different than they say that in Yiddish, you don't say bad on something. You say it's bitter, because nothing is really bad. But here you see it's not true. Right? On a chole, you call it bad. The maisa, we see it as bad, so we call it bad. Pasach the Omar, kacho you regilin with taught by God, the Trila, who doma le sheila the Dorash. That was their minute, to start with a little bit of Agadata, that had some connection to the sheila, and then just pass from the sheila. Not just to say psak, but because there's another reason also. People remember stories. So when you told them something interesting, they'll remember the halacha because they remember the story that went with it. If you just told them the halacha, they'll forget the halacha. Anhi. One second. Pasaf the okay. Keep lekelev chai, klomer gedolim hachayim upikuach nefesh. Right? You see how important life is. That's what the connection to the shaila was. Pikuach nefesh is very important because living is very important. But Shlomo HaMelech seems to say that being dead is a positive thing, right, is more praiseworthy, so we have to understand where it's better to be dead and where it's better to be alive. Because David HaMelech seems to say that living, though amazing, hallelujah, right, better to be alive. So now he's going to say, you see that living is very important, therefore pikuach nefesh is very important. Okay. When David HaMelech said, lo hamesim yehallelukah, he meant the following. A person should busy himself with Torah and mitzvah as much as he can while he's alive. Because once he's dead, he can't fulfill Torah and mitzvah. He can't learn Torah and he can't do mitzvahs. And even if he can learn Torah in the yeshiva shalmal, it's not his Torah. It's not Torah that comes from Omel and Yegiya. You get no reward for that. The Rebbeinu Shem has no shevach. The Rebbeinu Shem, the Maral says, was mamzi. He is the yudke vodke, means he's mahave. He creates everything. He makes everything happen. So all positive things in this world is a shevach to the Rebbeinu Shem, because he's the one who brought them to being. But Misa is like a heder. It's like a non-existence. Non-existent things, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't get shevach from that. He gets shevach from being the creator of existing things, not non-existence. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shevach bo. V'hainu dom Rav Yochanan, Nai d'chsi b'meisim chofshi, kiven shemeis odem nasa chofshi min HaTorah mitzvahs. Why does it say b'meisim chofshi? They're free, right? Because when a person dies, he's free from Torah and mitzvahs. Maybe that's why in the Hatikva they say, Li osam chofshi, the Arzeno. They also want to be free of Torah and mitzvahs. So, like a mace. Udekomer, so that's what David HaMelech meant. Lo ha-mesim yahaleluka, right? Not that the mesim are dead and they can't do anything, but they don't have Torah and mitzvahs. Okay? They're chofshi min ha-Torah mitzvahs. Udekomer Shlomo v'shabeach anias ha-mesim shkvar nesu. When Shlomo HaMelech said, I praise the dead who already died better than the living, what was he talking about? Kishechotu Yisrael b'midbar. When the Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, Omad Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omer kama tfilos v'tachanunim lefanav v'lo nen. Moshe Rabbeinu said a lot of tfilos and he wasn't being answered. Wasn't being accepted. Sh'omer zachor l'avrom l'yisrael Yisrael avadecho miyad nena. And when he used the schus avos as his means to be answered, then he was answered. The lo yotha omer shlomo v'shabeach anias ha-mesim shikvar mesu, right, that the mesim, the avos, their schus was greater than the chayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive. So sometimes the schus of mesim is even greater than the schus of chayim. That's the shabeach anias ha-mesim shikvar mesu. Refer to that specific situation, that specific idea. Rashi, kilakelav chai, kolomer gdolim achaim, who can have, ach, anhi, ano halacha. The chazarto v'amarto, listor divriatzmacha. And then you yourself, what's it called, to contradict yourself. Kokasha, iu gufei, havi meforeshlo. He himself explained, he asked the question, now he's giving the answer. Nom Rabbi Yochanan, krokodor, shemesim chofshi, that's the pasuk says, but mesim chofshi. Shabeach anias ha-mesim, she'osku b'chayeyim b'torah v'mitzvahs, ha-meshabeach the mesim, who, when they were alive, were osik in Torah mitzvahs, u'mesu, and then they died, ru'uyim l'shabcham, they are fit to be praised, afilu mitzadikim chayim. They're even greater than living tzadikim. Tzadikim when they were alive, were tzadikim, and then they died, are even greater than tzadikim who are still alive. She'dolim heng v'sos b'chayeyim, they're even greater in their death than when they were alive. Omad Moshe, ve'en lucha tzadik mimenu, v'lo nena b'schuso. There was no greater tzadik than Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That could be why the Gemara always gives the thing. A person, Rambam says, a person could be a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or a rosha like Yeravam ben Nevat. The worst rosha was Yeravam ben Nevat, and the biggest tzadik was Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Dover Acher, another way of learning, v'shabeach anias ha-mesin. Minhago shel olam sar baser v'dam gorzik zera sofik mekaymin also sofik ein mekaymin also. Right, if a person, what's it called, an officer, a king, makes a decree, so it's sofik whether what's it called, whether they'll keep the decree or not. People are going to listen to him or not. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. The imtim tzilomer mekaymin also bechayim mekaymin also b'moshe ein mekaymin also. And if they do keep it when he's alive, once he's dead, right, they don't keep his edicts after he's dead. Okay. The evil Moshe Rabbeinu gozer kam gzeros, the tikkun kama takanos. Moshe Rabbeinu made some gzeros and many takanos, and Rashi says talking about the things that Moshe did on his own, not the things that are minatorah. Minatorah is the Rabbanishim did it. Right? But Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana they should discuss the laws of Yontif every Yontif. That was a takana that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Masak in Kriyas HaTorah, right, on Monday and Thursday. Right? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's takana. So those are takanas that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made, and we still do them today, even though he's not alive anymore. The Kayomosim La'olam La'olme Olamim. The Marsha says that it's what's it called, talking about the Torah. But the Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah that was given through him is, whether he's alive, not alive, everybody keeps what Moshe Rabbeinu gave to us, right? Through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through Moshe Rabbeinu. And an earthly king, even if people listen to him when he's alive, when he's dead, they don't listen to B'chlav. So there's no kiyum for it. So, V'lo Yotha Omer Shlomo V'shabeach Anias HaMesim, didn't Shlomo therefore say that the dead sometimes are better than the living, right? A dead Moshe Rabbeinu, people listen to him more than they listen to living kings. Rashi. Gavarach V'shabeach Anias HaMesim, Harishonim Min HaChayim Shel Ashav. The early people who are already dead were bigger than the people who are living now. Sharishonim tovim me'ela teda shemiskaimos gzeros of Shel Moshe ve'ein miskaimos gzeros sarim Shel Ashav. People living today, people don't listen to them, and they listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's no longer alive. V'tikin kama takonos k'ahid etonim megillas. Rashi says, what kind of takonos did Moshe Rabbeinu make? Moshe tikin l'nisos shushon v'dorshim b'dyon Shel Yom. Right, the Hilchos Pesach, that was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are other takanas, like we mentioned, the Moshe Rabbeinu made.